Conference Story Index. The following list of selected experiences from General Conference addresses can be used in personal study, family home evening, and other teaching. Speaker, President Boyd K. Packer. From the Saturday morning session, As We Gather Once Again. Story, Missionaries Give a Message of Hope, The Grieving Parents. Boyd K. Packer is raised by faithful parents, even though his father is less active in the church. Speaker, Cheryl A. Esplin. From the Saturday morning session, Teaching Our Children to Understand. Cheryl A. Esplin's granddaughter prays for her brother to be kind. Speaker, Elder Donald L. Hallstrom. From the Saturday morning session, converted to his gospel through his church. Young Donald L. Hallstrom listens to President David O. McKay in the Honolulu Tabernacle. Speaker, Elder Paul E. Kolliker. From the Saturday morning session, He Truly Loves Us. Rejected missionaries encourage each other, which touches a man's heart. Speaker, Elder Dallin H. Oaks from the Saturday morning session, Sacrifice. President Gordon B. Hinckley asks a new member if he's willing to sacrifice so much for the gospel. And the 16-year-old brother of a Brazilian missionary works to support his family. Speaker, Elder David A. Bednar from the priesthood session, The Powers of Heaven. David A. Bednar's father asks why priesthood holders don't do their home teaching. Speaker, Bishop Richard C. Edgley, from the priesthood session, The Rescue for Real Growth. Richard C. Edgley, as a member of a stake presidency, calls a less active woman to be a stake missionary, and rescuers pray for the World War II prisoners they will go save. Speaker, Adriana Choa, from the priesthood session, Aaronic Priesthood, Arise and Use the Power of God. A young priest in South Africa encourages another priest to come back to church, and a young priest in Chile is able to baptize his friend. Speaker, President Thomas S. Monson, from the priesthood session, Willing and Worthy to Serve. A Marine gives his wounded companion a blessing in World War II. As a bishop, Thomas S. Monson writes personal letters each month to servicemen. In the Sunday morning session, The Race of Life, after learning of health problems, a woman decides to change her life, and the death of an unbeliever's wife changes his skepticism. Speaker, Elder L. Tom Perry from the Sunday afternoon session, The Power of Deliverance. A member of the church shares the gospel with his seatmate on an airplane. Speaker, Elder O. Vincent Halleck. From the Sunday afternoon session, Having the Vision to Do, O. Vincent Halleck's parents fast and pray for their children. Speaker, Elder Larry Y. Wilson. From the Sunday afternoon session, Only Upon the Principles of Righteousness. Larry Y. Wilson's daughter feels bad about playing soccer on Sunday. Speaker, Elder David F. Evans. From the Sunday afternoon session, Was It Worth It? A young man joins the church after seeing the example of his friends and roommate. Speaker, Elder Neil L. Anderson, from the Sunday afternoon session, What Thinks Christ of Me? President Thomas S. Monson saves a balloon for 3 years to give back to a young cancer survivor, and the three children in the St. Telles family are rescued after the Haiti earthquake. Speaker, Ann M. Dibb from the Young Women Meeting, Arise and Shine Forth. A young woman encourages a classmate to stop swearing, and a young woman keeps the word of wisdom despite pressure. Speaker, Elaine S. Dalton from the Young Women Meeting, Now is the time to arise and shine. Florence Chadwick finishes her swim despite thick fog. Speaker, President Thomas S. Monson from the General Young Women Meeting, Believe, Obey, and Endure. A father is converted to the gospel after attending seminary with his daughter, and a young woman overcomes temptation by attending Mutual. End of the Conference Story Index.